This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This is a business, what we do, man. I know it's, like, fun for you guys to talk about it, but, like, those decisions always be made at the proper time. Those decisions always be made, utilized, whatever's best for the Atlanta Falcons.
Do you expect to be back next year?
You know, my expectations is always to be back, right? And then I'm going to coach this football team as long as these allows me.
Yeah, there you go. That's the right answer. Yeah. And it came out a couple hours later that was it, that he would no longer be allowed to coach a football team. That's Raheem Morris in his final post-game press conference as the head coach of the Falcons. Goes out on a high.
Yeah, man.
Four-game win streak.
Team played hard for you. They didn't give in.
Definitely.
And, you know, the thing I feel bad about is that he won't probably get another opportunity to be a head coach.
Probably not.
And I just hate that that's going to happen.
Probably not.
Yeah, but
he'll be on a staff next year, though.
Oh, yeah. He's a damn fine football coach.
Wouldn't be surprised if he coaches for the Rams next year.
He's a damn good football coach and everything like that. It just didn't work here.
Yeah.
And he knew that. And we've always said this about this, you know, and I heard this morning. I mean, all coaches get fired. You know, there's not too many coaches in that's never been fired. You know,
Bill Belichick got fired.
You know what I mean?
You know,
twice.
Like, yeah. And at the end in New England.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So
pretty much.
Yeah. So it happens.
Pete
and everything
Carroll
like that.
Got fired today.
Yeah. Pete Carroll, Kevin Stefanski is out there right now.
These are Hall of Fame coaches get fired.
And so then you look at the GMs are out there, and I'm reading up on this, all the firings. Obviously, the Browns kept theirs. The Giants going to keep theirs.
The GMs.
Yeah. The main reason why is because of the young core that they drafted. Mm-hmm. And I think about that here in a position where Terry Fontenot, the young core that he's drafted, you got a freaking kid that's probably going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 10.5 sacks from a rookie, and your team interception leader was a rookie.
Yeah.
And Jalen Walker might be the best out of all of them.
Yes. So
and Billy Bowman was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dorlus popped. And,
yeah.
No.
So these guys that you drafted and everything
true.
Like that, man. And that wasn't good enough.
Well, he also, you know. Signed Kirk Cousins.
And there it is right there.
At the end of the day, it's not – we can do all this sifting through the draft record and the signings. At the end of the day, they're all judged on the same scorecard.
Winning.
And they didn't do it.
Yeah, but it's so crazy.
Dude's been the GM for 5 years, and they haven't made the playoffs once.
It's crazy.
You got to go.
It's the third damn coach.
In what?
That we've been a show that's been fired.
Third coach fired, fourth coach that we'll cover.
Yeah.
Because we inherited Dan Quinn, and then it was Arthur Smith, and then it was Raheem, and now it'll be question mark.
Yeah.
Who
man.
Knows?
I don't know.
We're still here.
Yeah. God willing. It ain't our damn fault.
No. I'll say this. I hope whoever they hire next and the general manager too outlast us.
Yes.
I hope we do this show for 20 years and they do it for 25.
Yeah, man.
I hope they get the next Tomlin and whoever their GM
is. But it's going to be the process. I mean, the great organizations are, it's like a like your spine. You know, and it ain't no crooked, no fuses. And it's
I've been trying to work. That's one of my 26s.
It's an aligning, Andy. It's an aligning where it starts, obviously, with the owner. Then who's ever underneath him, the president. Mm-hmm. And then who's under him, then the general manager, head coach, coordinators, assistants, all that. You got to have a strong.
You know what the Falcons have?
What?
Scoliosis.
Yes. Yes. That was what I was going to say. Yeah. Because and right now, you're in the process again. They're interviewing guys because they want to get this president thing locked down, who we all assume. And if it's not Matt Ryan, I'll be really shocked. But hell, who knows?
Fricky made a great point last night when Conte kind of broke in live and did all the call-ins with us.
Uh-huh.
Fricky said the way we know it's Matt Ryan is that it was reported. And the Falcons haven't refuted it.
Right.
Like, anytime there's a report like that that isn't true, they're pretty quick to be like,
No
one's been corrected on that.
But then, and then the other process, you know, and you know, I don't know how fast it is. I just want it right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's just big. I don't care how long it takes.
Either too high.
Your season's over.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Give it a – take that. Matter of fact, take your time.
There's no transfer portal.
Get it right.
Yeah.
You know, if there's somebody that you want that's on a rock is currently coaching right now, then wait for him.
Wait for him.
You waiting for Dan Quinn?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, sure. If that's what you have to do, then you got to wait. And I understand there's certain, you know, and we'll talk later on as far as the roster and the coaches. I know a lot of people saying Ulbrich needs to stay and all those different things. That man's going to be in demand.
Yeah, man.
You think that Ulbrich's going to have a DC job, whether it's here in Atlanta, it could be in Washington. Yeah. If Saleh gets a job, he'll be in San Francisco. So he's going to have a job.
Yeah, he is going to have a job, and he certainly did a good job this year.
But
I don't want to underscore any of that. But like,
come on,
you know,
come on.
That's just not how it works.
It doesn't.
Like,
but I understand because it was. You remember who was it?
Yeah,
Ryan Nielsen.
Ryan Nielsen.
They need to keep Ryan Nielsen here, man. No. Let this man, and that's the biggest thing, and that's why I keep saying about the whole president.
That's how starved we are, though. Sorry to cut you off. But like, starved we are in this town. The 13th ranked defense, people are like, well, you better keep him.
Yeah, man.
He's the key to all of it.
Yeah.
They gave up 450 yards passing to Bryce Young.
Bryce damn Young. So let's stop it.
There's
right?
other coordinators. No, if he stays, great.
I think he did a great job.
I'm just saying he's not the golden egg that people are making
him
out to
but be. That's the thing about it. It's like, who do you hire if you get an offensive mind? Head coach. If I'm offensive minded head coach, if I don't have a DC in mind, I'll interview.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll interview.
Or if he's a coach that has a relationship with Ulbrich. Like I know the LaFleur brothers, both of their names have been mentioned. Now one of them's employed by the Packers as their head coach right now, which maybe he won't be if they lose in the playoffs.
Really?
I don't know, but I don't know.
What Who the knows? Hell is going on with this crap nowadays?
That's the rumor.
Like he's in the playoffs every year, but you know, all right, whatever.
Please, please. Fire him, hire him here, and let that become our reality.
Yeah.
Where we get tired of being in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean,
These are the dreams I have. Can I tell you the ultimate, like, most optimistic pie in the sky must have been drinking vision that I had about if Matt Ryan gets hired as the president of football operations?
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl is in Atlanta in 2028, right? 2029 would be January, February of 29, right?
Okay.
Matt Ryan's the football president of football operations of the Falcons. They get it right. They win the Super Bowl. And Matt Ryan hoists the Lombardi Trophy.
I would love it.
At Mercedes-Benz.
I love it.
As the black and red confetti falls from the rafters. And he finally, like, completes the destiny that almost was at 28-3. That's my vision.
I would love that, Andy. But hell, where's the Super Bowl at next year? Why can't you do it then? You know, or 2 years after that?
Too soon, Andy. You got to be patient.
Yeah, man. But I think, you know, when you look at that process, I'll go back to the same answer. Final say on what? That's going to be my question when you talk about that. Because I do believe this, that if you're looking at a general manager that has options, does he want to work for Matt Ryan?
If Matt Ryan has final say on his roster.
Yes.
No.
No.
No one wants that. Everyone, no matter what job it is, if you're the head coach or the GM or the president, like you want to have as much control
exactly.
as you
can. Exactly. If you're a coach with options or a general manager with options, you mean to tell me you want Matt Ryan? I don't understand that part.
Help me out with this because like we have spent so much time in the city the last 5 years talking about who has final say on what? Who has to answer to who and all that?
It's important.
I know, but so tell me what the proper structure is.
The proper structure is the general manager has final say on the 53.
Well, then what's the president of football operations do?
He's the guy you talk to who relays stuff to the owner. That's what it's supposed to be. That's
so he's just like a conduit.
Pretty much.
So why not make, if you're going to hire Matt Ryan to be the czar of stuff, be the president? Can you be the president of football ops and the GM?
Yes, you can.
We'll do that.
Yes, then. You can.
Then he's answering to himself.
Yeah. But yes, you can. If you're the president, you can do what the hell you want to do, pretty much. But that's the structure that I would feel more comfortable with, is that you let the general manager, then whoever, like, but the head coach is really involved. Like, you look at the Seattle type, there. Snyder runs everything.
Yeah.
But
he's earned that. But he's earned that. And he didn't that. At first.
Exactly. Pete was doing all those different things. Yeah. And then it went to, like, they were 50-50 and all those different things.
And now Schneider's the president and the GM.
So if you go out and get a head coach, a proven head coach, I don't know how many of those guys are out there, but yet you get a guy who wants more control than you're willing to give if everything is the final say is Matt Ryan, that could be a problem.
Could be.
It could be a problem in the hiring process.
This is why I at least hope they get the hiring process right that they haven't in the past. Get the GM first.
Yes.
Matt and the GM work together to get the coach that they want.
Thank you.
That's what they need.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, this is so-and-so. He's going to be a general manager. General manager, hey, this is your head coach. No.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. It's like the damn dating game.
Because remember, that's what it was with Fontenot.
Yes, exactly what it was. Never even met each other.
And we were like talking to Arthur Smith or Fontenot or both of them like in the weeks right after that. Yeah. And I was like, so what's your guys' relationship? And they're like, oh, we're really realizing we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, cool. That's what I'm saying. That's why when I keep hearing
this. I'm glad the first couple dates have gone
that's
well.
That's why when I keep hearing this dual search party, that's the first thing I think of. Like, okay, and I know the search parties does not do hiring. Right. They do not. They give lists they give and list. All this and all that other stuff.
They vet the candidates.
But you're sitting there telling me that you're going to mess around like you did last time and get a general manager that does not hire the head coach, and then you're like, here, y'all go make magic happen.
Yeah. I also
like,
know.
Come on, man.
I'm sure the Sportsology group that they've hired to do one of the two searches has some wins in their track record.
I bet they had more losses.
Well, I don't know. But what I do know is they were the ones in charge of the Atlanta United rebuild.
And that. And we see how that is.
It crumbled. It was awful. It was like the worst they've ever been.
That's all I'm saying. It's like,
I know. Yeah. That's all I know them from.
And that's what they keep. Because
I remember I read that. I was like, wait, those are the guys who did the Atlanta United thing.
And you know what's so funny? Everybody keeps saying that. Yeah. They did the whole United. That's not a brag.
It's not a brag. They had to fire all those guys.
That's not a brag. So for the people that keep trying to put that, this firm, oh, they helped hire you remember the first time I heard, I said, oh, they hired Darren Eales. They're like, no.
No.
The other guys. I was like, oh, that's a brag?
The guys that lost all the games last year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Heck out of hell out of here, man.
Okay. Look at that. You said heck. What is that? We're hecking now?
Brag?
All right, phone lines are open, Falcons fans. Any direction you want to take it. I mean, there is a lot of topics. 404-726-0929. Load them up. We'll get to all of your Falcons calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.